I think I'm just gonna call this a bonus episode. What's up, guys? It's Lady, and I'm from Lagos. Welcome back to my podcast. Anywho, what is... I don't even know where to start from. This is a bonus episode, so it's not gonna be structured like other episodes. I just, like, it's, what, past midnight, and I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it. So, I want to talk about something real quick. I want to talk about, what's that, talk? I want to talk to you real quick about, I think, anxiety and patience, and essentially just do a quick check-in, because, you know, the world is the way the world is right now. Honestly, I remember when, in March, which is my last semester of undergrad. It was March, and we were just chilling, just vibing, because it was spring break, and we told everyone, you know what, we'll see you next week. It'll be so quick, you know, we'll get it over with. That didn't happen. I knew that I had an exam for my instrumental analysis class the week after, and I'm like, oh my God, I'd like one more week of spring break, please. And then we got the email from the chancellor, actually. Excuse me, from the chancellor of the school system. And he was like, oh, you know what? We'll just take an extra week, you know, just for precaution, that kind of stuff. You know, if you've been to, like, Florida, don't show up. And what happened was my friends and I were just using the internet one day. And then we saw that there had been, like, 5 cases in the county we lived in. And we knew school was not going to go back. Like, it was just at that point, you just knew, you know? And so we were rejoicing, we were joking, we were very excited. We were very excited. I was like, oh my God, there's no school. Oh my God, thank God, you know. Very excited, but I was very, very much, would I say unaware of what was really going to come and how, or about the magnitude of what was going to happen after that. You know, I feel like it took me a couple of days to really grasp, like, you know what, I'm not going to see my friends anymore. So that was what happened at first. And then I realized, oh my God, I'm not going to get a graduation anymore. Actually, my school held they did have one what's today? Today is Saturday. So they had one yesterday, which was really cool. I couldn't go because I was like, I already took photos in this. I'm kind of tired. I don't want to go. Anyways, I went. I didn't go. What am I saying? So anyways, so then it hit me, you know, back in April that I wasn't going to have a graduation, which is kind of weird because I had spent so long trying to perfect my walk, trying to figure out what to wear, trying to, like, I will not lie, at some point I actually tried losing weight so that way I would look a particular way on grad. However, you know, the quarantine happened and I kind of lost hope on that goal. Anyways. Anyways, so then, you know, first off it was, oh, you know, it's extra, I don't have to get up early to go to class. Then it was, oh, I have to, you know, I have to take exams online. Then it was, oh, wait a minute, I'm actually not gonna have graduation. My parents can't come to celebrate graduation. You know, then it was like, what's gonna happen now? You know, like, there was already so much, you know, at that point in time, before this whole thing, there was already some element of uncertainty. Like, everybody kind of knew, like, you know, nobody knows tomorrow. But I feel like for me, that uncertainty got amplified, we could put a name to it, when there's a whole pandemic, a global pandemic, and it's not like, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And for me as an individual, I enjoy structure. I absolutely abhor, I detest ambiguity. I need things to be clear. Like, if A is A, let it equal A. It shouldn't be B ever. Like, tell me, like, from here to Taju's house is one street. Don't give me 2.5 streets. You know, that kind of thing. I need you to tell me, like, clear cut. And so I don't work well with uncertainty. You know, I need to be able to predict, you know, to plan ahead, to prioritize. And the pandemic and essentially took away my ability to do that. And so it really became a question of, oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, what's my, you know, what is my safety net? What safety net do I even have? You know, so again, I started from, oh, you know, it's just free time. No, I don't have to wake up to go to class early, to, oh, it's just online exams. Ugh. To like, oh, I'm not going to have graduation. To like, what on earth will I be doing in September this year? I can count the number of times that I've had a, I'll probably call it like a breakdown. It's probably just like, you know, your car is going smoothly and then the engine starts to like, you know, ka 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 ka. Halfway, like, what's going on here, sis? You know, let's regroup, let's check it out and reroute. We will center ourselves again and get back on track. Anyways, I've been laughing a lot, I'm so sorry, but I've had a couple of those this time, and I feel like one thing that has helped is actually there's multiple things that have helped, which is why I'm recording this at this time. But the first thing, which I think is most important for us to realize, is that we are in the middle of a pandemic, right? Like, this is stuff you learn in history books. Like, there's a whole virus and everything going on. People are dying. Like, at a point in time, we started getting desensitized to the numbers, which is very weird because also, you know, with the numbers, that used to be very scary. Now it's more like, oh, okay, you know, how many died today? And like, oh, you know, but like, we tend to forget that there's actual families and there's actual people who have to keep going through grief because the numbers keep rising, you know? And so just to like circle it back to the whole anxiety talk, there's so much uncertainty surrounding this entire, the state of the world right now. And I understand, but one thing that helped really was also just understanding that we're in the middle of a pandemic. I've kind of just gone around in circles, but that's just the main point. If you feel, I feel like a lot of us looked at this like, oh my God, it's quarantine, we're about to be at home, you know, a couple months, yeah, or like a couple weeks. But we ended up being home for about 5 months, or 3 months, something, probably 5 months. And, you know, for me, I started off on this beautiful crochet sweater. Note that I said started off. I have the back complete. I haven't started the front yet. I looked at it. I just couldn't. I'm like, nah. I remember, I don't even know if it was during this pandemic, but there was this time where I impulsively thought that I could become a software engineer in a day. I remember calling my dad. I'm like, guess what? He's like, what? I'm like, I want to learn how to code. I never did anything. And I'm so sorry. I feel I had the Grasshopper app on my phone. It was really cool to use, but I didn't really do anything. So, you know, I feel like a lot of us really looked at this like, oh my God, you know, let's work out. Let's go to the gym. Let's get that, I don't know, quarantine body in. Let's learn new tricks and trades. Let's, it's okay if you haven't done any of those. Honestly, we're all really trying to adapt right now. This is a whole genetics lesson going on. We're all, I don't know what's so funny. But yes, it is very much so a genetics class. And there's a whole survival of the fittest type thing. And your body understands the situation of things. Your body is trying to keep you safe. And so if you notice that you don't have the energy or the motivation to do certain things, it's okay. Okay, I'm laughing at my accent. Anyway, this is a bonus episode. That's why it's all banter, you know. But seriously, it's okay if you haven't done any of those. I think that we tend to hold ourselves to, you know, expectations that sometimes even the world does not hold us to. Like, sometimes it's just like, alaye farabale, you need to just like look at yourself and be like, hey, sis, baby girl, sir, queen, ma'am, calm down. It's not that deep. It's not that deep, you know? And so for me, I'm like, oh my God. You know, just like I mentioned with the sweater, I wanted to make this sweater, like, wear it, look cute, be like, I did that. I only have the back of it, and I will not be surprised if I end up turning it into a little scarf. You know, it's okay. Another thing is, it's okay to be anxious. It's okay to be worried. It's okay to feel like you're not in control of things. You know? I feel like what could also help in that sense is obviously, first of all, validating your own emotions. Like, when you have a feeling that, okay, look, I don't feel like I'm in control of this, or I feel sad, or I feel anxious, or I feel nervous, you should validate your emotions, because that's exactly what you feel. However, what you could do after that is essentially find a way to cope that is constructive, not necessarily, like, not destructive. I'm only saying that because I'm remembering, like, interference with waves. If you ever took a physics class, there's, like, destructive interference and constructive interference. So really trying to find a coping mechanism that kind of combines with your emotions and things that you like to be constructive and, you know, just flow in uniformity, versus one that just negates your emotions and just essentially sends you into a spiral. I'm not really keeping count of what I'm saying, so I don't even know. That's probably the second point. Anyways, oh my God, if this ends up like not even being recorded properly, I will freak out, but this is why we also stay in it. Again, it's a bonus episode, so it's just banter, and I hope you're enjoying it so far. So what's the next thing? Honestly, patience can be hard. Patience is not something that, if you struggle with uncertainty, I don't think patience is something that you can easily do. You know, it's like, I need this and I need this now. Thank you. You know, thanks a lot, Rachel. You broke the iPad charger. I feel like that's from a Vine or from like a very popular old video. Anyway, it's like, thanks. I'd like to have my order now. You know, thank you. But that's not, we don't really govern how fast or how slow things happen. There's only certain things that we're responsible for and certain things that we have control over. Other things, we just really kind of have to enjoy the ride. Like it's an amusement park. So yeah, that's another thing. Just enjoy the ride. You know, sometimes you just really have to be patient and that's it. You know, so validate your emotions. Recognize that we're living in the middle of a pandemic. Find effective coping mechanisms that help. What else did I just say? Enjoy the ride. Surround yourself with people who care about you. You know, like, and actually reach out. Because, okay, here's another thing that happened. This is weird. Anywho, so I didn't tell anybody, obviously. I don't talk to a lot of people. I talk to people, but I don't talk to a lot of people. Like, I don't talk every day. And I remember I was like, looking at my phone. I'm like, oh my God, no one is texting me. Or like, I'm sad and no one is telling me that, why are you sad? They don't know that I'm sad, obviously, because they're not in my phone. Like, they're human beings with their own lives and their own struggles. And sometimes if you want your friend to know you're sad, you should tell them that you're sad, okay? Just tell them and say, look, I kind of feel down. Do you want to talk about it? And if you're, obviously, it has to be like a good friend, because again, it's not everybody that you tell your problems to, you know? But reach out to people if you really want to talk. Don't sit there and do this, oh, well, if you wanted to talk to me, you will talk to me. The truth is, there are people who definitely, like, if they wanted to talk to you, they will talk to you. Like, that applies to them. But there's other people where it's like, you know what? Like, you are sitting here being like, oh my God, I'm sad and my friend hasn't noticed. But like, do you even know if your friend is sad or not? You know? So like, Lord. Yeah, that's pretty much it. This is a very, very random compilation of thoughts. And I don't even know if it's loud enough. I hope it is. But this was a bonus episode of like Midnight Thoughts with Lyde, because it's definitely not lunchtime anywhere. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you guys are staying safe and I hope you're doing well. And if you're anxious or scared, it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay. And you're amazing. You're awesome. You are absolutely worth it. Okay. And we need you and we love you. So stay safe, stay beautiful, stay amazing, stay awesome, stay blessed. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Okay, that accent. Okay, bye guys. Love you. I will be recording a proper episode very soon and uploading it. Why do I sound like a flight attendant? Anyways, bye.